From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Security Council unanimously agreeing to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors which fuel its weapons programs. Here's U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
Today, for the 10th time, this council stands united against a North Korean regime that rejects the pursuit of peace. The Kim regime continues to defy the resolutions of this council, the norms of civilized behavior, and the patience of the international community.
The new UN resolution builds on three earlier rounds of tough sanctions imposed on Pyongyang this year. The sanctions are in response to the North Korea's November 28th launch of a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile, North Korea claiming the missile is capable of reaching anywhere in the continental United States. A U.S. jury has convicted two South American former soccer officials on charges of corruption. The first trial verdicts in a U.S. investigation into World Soccer's governing body, FIFA. The officials were arrested in 2015, accused of agreeing to take millions of dollars in bribes to bestow television and marketing rights on soccer matches. International Olympic Committee says it has banned 11 Russian athletes for life and stripped two more Olympic gold medals, or medals that is, from Russians, one during the 2014 Sochi Winter Games. Investigators say the evidence indicates that Russia was involved and an elaborate scheme to manipulate drug test samples, and the plot included senior government officials. Russia has repeatedly denied it carried out a doping operation. This is VOA News. U.S. government has imposed a new round of sanctions against one of Russia's oldest organized criminal games known as the Thieves in Law. The U.S. Treasury Department said a Russian group engages in a variety of crimes, including money laundering, extortion, bribery, and robbery in Russia, Europe, as well as in the United States. Meantime, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov clashed over Moscow's alleged meddling in Britain's Brexit referendum. During a joint press conference in Moscow, Lavrov denied Russia's involvement in the referendum. Then Johnson spoke.
Sergei, it's your reputation I'm worried about. I think it's very, very important that you should recognize that Russian attempts to interfere in our elections and our referendums, whatever they may have not been successful. So you can reassure yourself on that point.
Johnson did not provide any further details to support his allegations, but instead expressed his willingness to work with Russia to improve relations. Johnson visited Moscow seeking to encourage cooperation on global security challenges, despite strained relations between Russia and the West. Trump administration has given the green light to what some say is the largest U.S. commercial sale of defensive weapons going to Ukraine, the first since 2014, VOA's Miguel Amaya reporting.
With the conflict between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists well into its third year, Trump administration officials signaled as early as August their support for providing defensive lethal weapons to Ukraine. The State Department this week said it approved an export license, allowing Ukraine to buy from U.S. manufacturers certain types of light weapons and small arms, such as semi-automatic firearms and military scopes, but not heavier weapons, such as Javelin anti-tank missiles. The value of the approved commercial license is some $42 million. This is not the first U.S. commercial sale of such weaponry to Ukraine. Airtronic USA, based in Spring Branch, Texas, has been shipping lethal weapons to Ukraine since last year. For reporter Irina Matvichuk, I'm Miguel Amaya, VOA News.
And U.S. lawmaker wants an investigation into treatment of 92 Somalis who were allegedly chained to their seats for nearly 2 days during a botched attempt to deport them back to their home country. U.S. immigration officials dismissing the allegations of mistreatment as false. According to data at the Somali government embassy here in Washington, more than 500 Somalis from around the U.S. were deported between 2016 and 2017. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.